Welcome to Job Tales, the show where we find out about different professions from the people who know. Each week, I'll speak to a new guest with a fascinating job. We talk to DJs, rally organizers, entrepreneurs, public affairs specialists, you name it. I'm Laura Leoncini, and today my guest is Tim Bishop. Tim is officer in charge of jet operations at REGA, the Swiss Air Rescue. I know that this episode will be inspiring for all of you who seek to work in the rescue sector and whose mission is to help others, be it from a medical perspective or from an operational standpoint. So Tim, thanks so much. I'm very happy that REGA has approved this interview because I'm very excited to be introducing you and REGA. For people who are not living in Switzerland, REGA may be something new. So I would love for you to give a short presentation of what REGA is and then what is your job at REGA.
All right, Laura, thank you very much for having me. So REGA, it's a Swiss non-profit foundation. So it's organized as an NPO. What we do is that we offer medical care and medical help for people in distress, both in Switzerland. So with our helicopter fleet, a part of that is in the mountains, like you said just before. And we also offer help abroad. So if you somewhere abroad and you need medical assistance, we are happy to offer our help if you're in distress. So we also have a fleet of 3 ambulance jets, which we operate worldwide so that we can organize, for example, an ambulance flight between a place abroad and Switzerland.
Okay. Wow. That sounds very, very exciting. and definitely very useful. So what do you do at REGA?
So my job is that I'm an officer in charge of the jet department. So that means I'm on shift work normally for roughly 8 hours, trying to organize all the different jet missions. So solely responsible for our patients who are abroad. So if they're, for example, in Italy or the United States, they can call us on our international emergency number. And we will take their call and start organizing their medical assistance. So if they're already in a hospital, we'll try to talk to their doctors so that we can run a medical clarification of their exact diagnosis. That is done by our medical professionals in the background. And then as soon as we have the decision that the patient is stable enough for jet transport back to Switzerland, we'll start organizing the ambulance flight.
Is it a lot of logistics involved in your job?
Absolutely. So you can imagine if a patient is somewhere remote, let's say somewhere maybe in Southern Africa, in a hospital, we will organize a ground ambulance service from the hospital to the airport, which means that sometimes the medical crew pick the patient up at the hospital and bring him back to the airport to the ambulance jet. And then we will fly the patient home to Switzerland. That also means as soon as we arrive here in Zurich or Geneva, for example, that we also need another ground ambulance transfer to the hospital here in Switzerland. So there's a lot of different logistics involved.
Amazing. And do you need to be a member of REGA in order to receive their services?
Yes. So, for example, if you live in Switzerland, so if you have a residence permit in Switzerland, you can become a REGA patron or a member of our service. And that means we can offer the service if you're abroad. So our service is available for 40 Swiss francs a year, which is for an adult. And then if you're abroad and you need medical help, we're happy to offer our assistance, yes.
Oh, fantastic. And so for you, of course, how long have you been in this job?
Now I've just covered 3 years, so I'm still quite new.
Okay.
But I started in late 2019, yeah, just before the pandemic.
Just before the pandemic, okay.
Yes.
And what did you study or what was your job or study before you started at REGA?
So two things, really. I studied in aviation. So I did a Bachelor of Science in Aviation Engineering, which meant that I cover quite a lot of theory regarding the whole aviation business. And at the same time, I worked part-time for Swissport, which is the world's largest ground handler here in Zurich Airport. And so I did both things simultaneously before I started here at Rega.
Okay, awesome. So besides for the job at Swissport, is that your first job?
No, actually it started when I was 15. So it's quite normal here in Switzerland that you do apprenticeships. So I applied for an apprenticeship when I was 15. So I started, actually I started my first job when I was 15 as a technical surveyor. So that's a job, like a technical job, where you are both on building sites and in the office on geographical information systems. So it's a bit of both worlds, office and building sites, which I quite liked.
And that was before Swissport?
That was way before, yeah. I also had, in between those two jobs, I went abroad with the Swiss Armed Forces to the Balkans and worked there for nearly 2 years as well.
Okay, so you basically, since very young, you knew what the direction of your life would be? Or am I right to say that? Or was there a little bit of uncertainty?
So, yeah, there was definitely uncertainty. Especially probably when I was 15, that was really kind of a very exciting time where you had so many different options to start an apprenticeship. So there were hundreds of options. And you had to decide. And with 15, it was for me, it was really hard to decide because I was interested in, I don't know, 50 different fields. Eventually, I went for, let's say, the sector where I had some talent in, which turned out to be the right decision.
Okay. And what was your talent back then? What did you think were your talent?
Well, according to the exams, it was geometry. And I really liked languages and maps. So I did a lot of reading. I really liked J.R. Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. I was really heavily into maps. And so this kind of set me up for the apprenticeship as a surveyor, because that's all about maps.
Maps, yeah, I was going to say. And also, that's another really interesting thing and good thing about Switzerland is just apprenticeship, which is maybe not everywhere, like in every country that you can have that. Like, for instance, in Italy, I know it's not as developed as in Switzerland, but really, like you say, like at very young age, you can actually work for a company and then see if it's what you like or not. How long does the apprenticeship last?
So the normal apprenticeships, they all last either 3 or 4 years. And my one was 4 years. So I did that for four years. Yeah.
And that's like part-time working at a company. And then in the meantime, you study?
Exactly. So it's more like full-time work. So I did four days of work a week. And then on one day a week, I went to school in Zurich and also did a technical college. So that was part-time kind of, but it's all alongside each other. So it's quite well coordinated. So you have time for both practical learning in your company and also theoretical knowledge in the schools.
Okay. And between, you know, the studies that you did, the apprenticeship, what are the elements that were really useful to you for your present job at Rega?
I'd say just listening to people is really important. So if we get a call from abroad, it's really important that you listen well to the issue that the person has. It's also quite important that you're able to sense what kind of emergency it is. Decision making is really important as well. So if you have different options, I'd say thinking in scenarios is really important.
Okay. Is there a moment where also the decision has to be taken whether or not you're going to be engaged in that emergency?
Probably yes, but it's only an organizational one, because normally we are 3 or 4 officers in charge on duty. So if a call comes in, everybody sees the call coming in and you can decide who takes the call. So it depends a little bit if you know that the other guy is, for example, heavily into some other work, you would take the call.
Okay. And do you work like normal hours during the day or are there shifts?
No, it's actually organized, like you say, in shifts, which means we basically have 2 or 3 shifts during the daytime and also night shift. So yeah, it's all about shift work with us.
So you're like 24/7, 24 hours a day, you can you can contact Rega.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're in distress and okay, and is your job actually primarily at the office at the premises?
Primarily, yeah, we have a headquarter in that case is here at the airport. So I work at Zurich Airport. That is my location. Correct.
Okay. Okay, and then I know that there's different bases all scattered across Switzerland, so that the action can be done within a very short amount of time.
Yes, exactly.
The call.
Yeah.
Okay. How many bases are there from Rega in Switzerland?
So I'm not the specialist regarding the helicopters, but I believe there are 14 bases located throughout Switzerland. So that means we have quite a good network of bases where we can operate our helicopter fleet from, so that we can offer the quickest possible service to patients who are in need of help.
Okay. So if I wanted to know like a typical day, what happens from the moment you get to the office? Let's imagine there is an emergency. How does it evolve over the course of the day or the night?
It really depends a little bit where the patient is located. So if he or she is located close to Switzerland, so for example in Italy or Spain, we can organize a flight mission within the same day or for the next morning, for example. But if the patient is located further away in the world, for example in Thailand or Southern America, we also need to organize flight permissions. So we need overflight and landing permissions for our aircraft. That takes some time to organize. So maybe we need a day or two more to get everything set up before we actually operate the flight.
Okay. And then are you also the one who organizes, the personnel on board, like the paramedic, the nurse? I don't know actually who is in the in the aircraft when.
So we normally have at least two pilots. It depends how far the jet has to fly. So if it's more than 13 hours, we'll have a third pilot on board. And if it's a little bit over 20 hours, we'll have a fourth pilot. What we also have is on every flight, we have a medical doctor and an intensive care nurse. So at least two medical team are also on board. And we also coordinate exactly who goes on which flight for which patient. Yeah.
Okay. So you're really in charge of the jet department, right? So it's everything that has to do with jets and it's within Switzerland or abroad, right? Both cases?
Yeah, everything which is organized in Switzerland is with helicopters, basically, and everything which is abroad runs with the jet department.
Okay. And when you started, do you find that having a Bachelor of Science in Aviation Engineering has been not only useful, but do you think it is necessary for the job you're carrying today, or is it an option, let's say?
It's definitely an option. We have a lot of people coming in from various other fields. We have a lot of people who work the same job as me, who have been, for example, in tourism before. There are quite a few who have worked in similar jobs to the one I worked at Swissport. So if you've been in travel, if you've been in tourism, that is definitely a plus. Mm. And the best asset for us is if you are able to speak a lot of languages. That's the main thing. So the studies in aviation, it's not really necessary. It's a nice thing to have kind of the contextual knowledge about the branch where I work. I really love the airports. And maybe there's one or two things which I understand now a little bit better with the studies, but it's not mandatory for the job. No.
Okay. So there's not like a specific language you need to know in terms of, you know, like when you're talking to the tower, you know, Zurich Tower, for example, or when you really need to know about radio communication and so forth. That's not part of your job.
No, it's more if we talk to patients. For example, we have a lot of patients who are living in the French part of Switzerland, so in the Romandie, and we talked with them in French. We try to also talk with our patients who live in Ticino in Italian, and of course, if you can speak Spanish or English as well, that's always helpful, because we also talk to the ambulances, the hospitals abroad. So every other language you can speak is an asset, definitely.
Okay, so basically, if you know how to organize, you know, I can imagine, you know, event management or travel management, and these would be like the kind of skills that could relate and be transferred to the kind of job that you have today at Rega.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Yeah, okay. You really need to have a cool head if there's more than one telephone call coming in at the same time, and we have a stressful shift. Staying calm is really an asset.
Staying calm. Okay. Be patient.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I can imagine people maybe yelling at you at some point, or because their life is in jeopardy or something. So do you find that also a psychological approach is important? Like, do you need to be trained on the psychological side to handle with patients?
So normally the patients are not really in a top urgent medical situation. There are some who have a problem, like an accident abroad, for example, a car accident, and they call us and they're in real stress. The thing is, we then communicate clearly to them that they need to have the local ambulance service to get them to the hospital before we can start the medical clarification for them. So that's really important to know. We are not first responders abroad, and that's still up to the local ambulance services in that country. We do then do, as soon as the patient is located in the hospital, we then start the medical clarification with the doctor, with the family involved, and we go from there. So it is important to really listen to the patient, what his problem could be, and to do the right consultation for their issue.
Yeah, okay.
To take him seriously or her seriously, that's really important.
Okay, excellent. And so thinking of Rega, when you were applying, how did you find the job at Rega? Did you want to work at Rega, or was it by chance?
It was quite by chance. I was finishing up my studies, so I had a job radar on for various companies here at the airport. So I had Swiss International Airlines, Edelweiss, the airport itself, Skyguide. I was looking at jobs like throughout the aviation sector.
Yeah.
But then the first job which actually came up in my email subscription was from Rega, and I just looked at it and I thought, wow, this sounds like a dream job for me. So I took a closer look at the description and thought, this just sounds perfect. Let's give it a try.
Awesome, yeah. And you tell me that in German it's Einsatzleiter.
Yeah, that's the one, yeah.
Which is officer in charge, like action. It sounds like very much in action. And how do you see yourself, like, let's say, 5 years from now?
That's a difficult question because I've just started internally as a flight dispatcher. So I'm not quite sure where I'll be in 5 years' time, but the current plan is to finish off the training here internally as a dispatcher, which is more the technical planning of the flight routes and fuel planning, etc. So currently I'm still planning to be here in 5 years' time, but let's see where it goes. I'm always open.
Have you thought of maybe doing the more of the flying part, so becoming a pilot and maybe take on that aspect of Rega?
Yeah, that was one of my earliest kind of dream jobs when I was still a kid. I thought about becoming a military pilot. I read all the Buck Danny comics. I really loved those. So I always wanted to become a pilot. But then the further I became an adult, I kind of noticed that I'm really happy on the ground. It's not that I'm afraid of flying. I love flying, but I also love, for example, being in the mountains, or I love road cycling, for example. And that just takes so much time here at home. So I love being at home here around Winterthur. And so, no, I'm definitely going to stay on the ground.
You're happy on the ground, yeah.
Yeah.
Are there any myths around your job?
Myths? There's sometimes a situation where there's a patient who's, for example, located in I don't know, Japan or Thailand, who asks for the transportation with a helicopter. And that, of course, is just a little bit far to fly with a helicopter. So I think there's still a couple of people who think we fly with helicopters, but we do, but in Switzerland. So everything abroad is done with the ambulance jet.
Yeah, that's true, because we always see it and the advertising and the brochures. There's always this beautiful helicopter, but yeah,
exactly.
It makes sense to have. It's more like a jet operation abroad, for sure. And do you have any contact with the, let's say, guests or patients, how we can call them afterwards? Like, is there any follow-up with them?
It's really quite touching, because a lot of patients, after they've been flown back to Switzerland, they're really, really, really nice to us by sending us, for example, a small card, letting us know that they reached their destination hospital here in Switzerland and are getting back or getting well. So that's really, really nice when we receive a small message via email or via a card from a patient who's just very thankful for the organization and the flight. So that's always really, really nice. We also have a care team here at Rega who visit patients who've gone through a lot of trauma. So if you've had a really hard accident somewhere abroad, you've spent time in a coma somewhere in a hospital abroad, and you've been flown back to Switzerland and wake up maybe in Lausanne or Ticino somewhere, we have a care team who goes and visits the patients and, well, tells the story of what actually happened to them and tries to fill in the blank, which is, I think, a really nice idea. And I look up to those people for actually going to the hospitals and following up with the patients.
That's great. And now you've been a few years now at Rega. Is there some lesson that you have learned that others could benefit from if they were listening to you today?
I was really kind of, I had a lot of respect regarding the languages. So the language level, which is necessary to speak to, for example, a person living in the west of Switzerland in French, is, for me, it was really, really high. And I was quite afraid that I couldn't manage, but I just went through the tough first couple of weeks, first couple of months, and tried to tell myself that I'll manage. And eventually I did. So there's this kind of, one of my favorite surfers is Kelly Slater. And I saw this documentary about his life on tour in the Surfing World Tour. And there was one short episode where he was really, really down. And he had this thought about just general challenges in life. And what he said was that if you think it's going to be hard, then it's really going to be hard. So try to turn that around. And even if you think it's probably going to be hard, try and tell yourself that it's going to be easy. And that makes it half as bad.
And that is a very good advice. And if you could pick one thing that you particularly enjoy in your job, what would it be?
I really love shift work in general. So my favorite shift is in the afternoon. So it starts at 2 or 3 in the afternoon. I love getting up at maybe 8 o'clock in the morning, making myself a huge breakfast, and then heading out on my road bike. So just heading to the hills for 2 or 3 hours, enjoying the nature, the sun, especially in summer, and then heading into work in the middle of the afternoon. That's kind of my favorite situation. So I really love that. It's really a bonus, I'd say.
Yeah, great. And then for someone who would like to start a job at Rega or something, you know, similar or what you're doing, what would you advise that he or she does?
Well, in general, I think it's whatever you do, just try and follow your passion. Try to find out what you really care about, if that is maps, like in my case, or geography or maths or science. Just try and find out what you really like, and then take a look what there is. There's so many different jobs. Yeah, just follow your heart.
Okay, thank you. I have one question, might be a bit difficult, because it's about technology. You know, how do you think technology will affect your job? You know, if you think virtual reality, AI, and, you know, remote working, is it something that could apply one day at Rega or at your job?
I'd say definitely, because we're part of the aviation sector, and I would say that is one of the world's most complex sectors. So we have a lot of developments regarding information technology, software, algorithms. It's very kind of cost driven, and there are a lot of innovations all the time. So I would say also my job will most probably be affected in some case. I'm not quite sure where exactly it's going, but I'm sure that in the next 10 years there'll be a lot of differences regarding software, for example, with more and more algorithms helping with, for example, translation of documents, with helping in decision making. I'm really looking forward to the next couple of years, because aviation is one of the really
it's a driving
driving field.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, for sure. So I do really look forward to seeing what's going to look like in 10, 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too.
And, it's very exciting, and until then I really hope that I can interview more people at Rega. I find it really exciting and very inspiring job that you have, and helping people, especially in distress, and offering such a great service. It's really truly inspiring, and thank you for being part of the podcast. And please spread the word, and I hope that I can see you again and interview you again, maybe 4 years from now.
Yeah, who knows? Thank you very much, Laura, for having me. It was a pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
That was Tim Bishop, officer in charge of jet operations at Rega. If you'd like to listen to this episode again or more from the JobTales series, go to worldradio.ch/jobtales or search JobTales, TALES, wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Laura Leoncini, and I'll be back next week for another episode of JobTales with a brand new guest the same time next week on WRS.